Hello, how are you doing? Is it okay to go for a few things with yourself?
Sorry, can I first confirm who you are? Is this your first time calling?
I've called yourselves in regards to my issues before. It's Mr. Simon Cordell. And I don't feel that they've been fairly addressed, and that I'm still being... And the consequences to them not being addressed is unfair to my life, and it's taking my right to life away.
Who is it that you'd like to speak to?
I'm just any person that can that works for the department that can put me through to the right people that will channel this problem being resolved.
Can you just give me one moment? Our systems are still up and running. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
We've already dealt with this case.
Madam, I've got recordings. Can I say something to you? I have recordings.
Can you give me one moment? Last time you spoke to me, you would not stop shouting at me. I'm not going to continue this.
I wasn't shouting. I recorded the conversation.
I'm going to have this conversation. I'm going to have to put the phone down.
Well, I'm going to be posting Joanne Ryan all over the net. I'd be shocked if you managed to keep her in your department by next year. The amount of money you have spent on this woman, on campaigns and that, I think it'd be advisable for you to listen to me. Hello. What I would like to explain to you is a matter of life and death. I'm going to be forwarding you right now official documentation because you won't deal with this personally. But between me and you... What you are doing to me, Mr. Cordell, is illegal. I'm asking for your support. You are my local MPs. Yeah, I'm always go down and sign for yous lot and vote for yous lot. I've asked you to go to my website. I've just put in an FOI request, first of all, to all of the departments, mental health departments, and I've got all of my paperwork from Rio and everything. While I've been contacting yous lot, asking yous lot to suspend Lemmy from work or make sure that mechanism happens, yeah, so that he can't touch other people's personal DPA and he can be prosecuted for what I can prove he has done to me. You sort of refused to do that. You've allowed him to continue to hold meetings behind my back with police officers, writing to my local doctors after the judge threw the case out, and he is trying to get me killed. Yeah, if you just go to horrificcorruption.com, I've not told you these parts before, but if you went to the set in my diary, you went to the date of the 10th, the 2nd, 2017. What you will see inside of the 10th, the 2nd, 17 is Lemmy's first email to my mother, and what that is, the first email to my mother is with dates labelled what I'm being accused of. And if you just looked at it and you actually paid attention, on what he actually says is on the 6th of the 8th, 16, that I had done something, yeah, that I've done something, complaint A, yeah. Now, what you will realise is the 6th of the 8th, if you go to the index of the first injunction order and you look at the council's history, this is the Matthew Illigan statement. statement. This was made on the 17th of the 10th or the 11th, 16. From the 4th, if you look, also look on the 4th of the 10th from my website, 17, you'll notice that I was on bail conditions not to go back to my home on the 4th of the 10th. And what you notice is that I couldn't have done what they're accusing me of on the 6th, because I wasn't even in my house and they made this statement while I wasn't in the house. The next one is the 5th of the 10th, 16. And you can see on the 5th of the 10th, 16, I really did get accused of this. This is a gentleman's bike called George Quinton. So we'd agree that this date has some prospect of reality out of it. The 31st of the 10th, 16, that's what I'm on about. The 4th of the 10th, 16, I wasn't in my house from. The 4th of the 10th, 16, until the 3rd of December, 16. If you notice the 31st of the 10th, 16, let me forge this date because I was on bail conditions and couldn't be in my house. If you look at the 4th of the 11th, 16, the 4th of the 11th, 16 is them taking a statement of an old man, which is Stan Curtis. If you look at Stan Curtis's index in the council history and the injunction orders, you'll notice that they made this statement while I wasn't living at home as well for 2 weeks and backdated it 4 months. Now, so you've got to remember, the 6th is made up while I'm not in the house, the 31st is made up, yeah, the 5th is possibly will, then you look at the 4th and the 11th, that's Stan, that's
Thank
made
you
up.
For calling.
I'm not happy. This is part two of my conversation I'm having, because you keep putting the phone down and being rude and uncourteous towards my human rights and what I'm asking you to and how I'm asking you to represent me as a member of the public. So, because this conversation is caught, I've had the phone back. Yeah, the 11th of November 16, continuing from the 10th of the 2nd 16 in horrificcorruption.com's diary, you will notice the 11th of November 16 is made by the neighbourhood team officer Sarah Fletcher. I wasn't in the house when this was made. Again, I was on bail conditions at my mother's house, so I couldn't have done what I'm being accused of. And then what you notice is that in Sarah Fletcher's history, you notice on the date she let them make 3 phone calls to Matthew Yilligans. Yeah, that was forged, yeah, because of the 3 phone calls. Then straight away, she's let them come to the meeting. They've remembered one of the dates and made up a load of new dates. On the Matthew Yilligan family made up one called E on the 16th or something, or the 10th or saying, I wasn't yet again in my house on this date. So you can prove they forged the dates from the beginning from there, yeah? Then you can just continue through with the rest of their dates and that happens. Now, what Lemmy actually does is from the first time he messages these on the 10th of the 2nd, 17 with a list of incidents, he keeps the same 12 dates all the way through the diary, yeah? But he keeps arguing with my mother, yeah? Because I don't know about these emails at this time here. I'm in my house working on my company. I didn't even know my mother was sending them, apart from I'd asked her to stop these lot from doing what they were doing to me, yeah? What you'll notice, he keeps the same 12 up till the 19th of July 2017. I make the phone call to him, which is in just before the 19th, which you can listen to on the website, to Lemmy. And what actually happens is, I tell Lemmy about the time limitation at 1980, and because I tell Lemmy about the time limitation act, I ask him, can you go on the computer and tell me the last computer? He types on the computer on the 7th month of 17, and you can hear him go, oh, George Quinton's the last one 6 months ago. Yeah, now I tell him about the time limitation. He gets upset on the 19th of July, which is a couple of days after, and he copies and pastes all the Sarah Fletcher's work, his fake 12 ones, and makes 31 claims. Yeah, now he falsifies that. Then because I'm asking, he makes a possession order. Now I ask him for the statements of the possession order in the next conversation that we have. He don't have no statements because he's made the whole lot of it up from Sarah Fletcher's work that was made up as well. Yeah, and now what you can see is all the stuff that's in the council history is forged. Yeah, apart from minus a couple of dates, which some incidents may have happened, but not the way that they're being explained. And the rest of all the beginning of the council's history is forged. If you look at George Quinton's history as well, and you look at the first date, the 5th, we agreed that for that for the bike. But then you look at all the other dates, I wasn't in my house again. I was living on bail conditions, as you can see on in the website, at my mother's house. Yeah, so the whole of it is forged.
Thank you
yeah.
for calling.
I'm going to phone them back another time.